This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is time now for Krusty's Corner with Broadus. Here he is, Brian.
Tell you what, it looks like that parade they had in Vegas for the Aces. Looked like a heck of a lot of fun.
Shoot,
Becky Hammon looks like she's still hungover.
As she should be. Should they do all sports championship parades in Vegas?
That looks
should they
fun.
Just say sorry, look like, or maybe just double up? Like, we're going to do one in our home city, but we're also going to do one in Vegas.
That looked fun. Yeah, maybe.
I'd vote for that.
That's a good one. New Orleans might be a good one, too, I bet. New Orleans would probably be a lot of fun. Championship parades. All right. I promise the sports mix. Here it goes. Chief.
Brought us.
You worried that Parson missed another practice with a cold, or is there more there?
Are you worried that you got to drink a beer out of my nasty sauna shoe at 420 today? Of course I'm not worried. You're more worried about that than I'm worried about Micah Parsons. This guy's a super freak animal, okay? I think we're all dealing with a little stuffiness at this point. The allergies, right? He comes from, he's coming from Penn State up north. It's going to take him a while to adjust. So, no, I think this is a non-issue. I think, and even if he is sick, he would have like a Michael Jordan type flu game on Monday night. That's what would happen. So I have no problems.
General?
I think Chiafalo nailed it, Brian.
Well, then get some Claritin over there to the young man.
I think so. I think that's in order. But, you know, you do have
some BC powder if we're talking about a Michael Jordan flu game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the Hurt Locker.
In the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, he'll do whatever it takes. And besides, I think it's probably a little bit of a blessing. Take a little extra day off the legs.
Honestly, if I'm more worried about anything with him, it's the toe and knee situation that we're not really getting too much on. Like, that concerns
me. Well, that's
me
what
more.
I was asking you. Is there more there?
Oh, like they're using it as an excuse that he's missing practice because of the cold, but he's laid up with the elevated leg, icing the toe and the knee.
I'm just wondering, man. We've heard about some toe and knee, some trouble with that. You know, are they just kind of masking something here? I mean, you don't miss 2 days of practice with a cold. Right?
Yeah.
Unless you got COVID or something like that, right?
I'm just going positive goggles on this thing, man. I can't even let myself go down the rabbit hole of Micah Parsons being legitimately banged up.
They would let us know by now, Brian. This is minor stuff.
You think?
Yeah.
You think? All right.
Yeah. Plus, he's a superhero. He'll overcome whatever he has to.
He'll regenerate a part. He'll be okay, right?
I do firmly believe that, yes.
Yeah. All right. Just want to make sure. They've told us the truth a lot, you know, about these injuries and stuff. They've been very forthright in all the injuries.
Dak just had that blister a couple weeks ago on the ankle. It definitely didn't pop or anything crazy.
I'm just happy Dak's totally healed. You know, he's 100%. Guy's been 100% for over 18 months.
Poor guy goes from starting against the Commanders next week to maybe not having a job. Speaking of that.
As healthy as a horse.
Gavin, does Jerry really have the guts not to play Dak?
I think he does, because we've seen enough football where you'd want to give the guy a real great chance to be 100%. And if Cooper Rush is playing well, then it just kind of courts attention. You know, I think staying with the backup quarterback would be a big story in Jerry's mind. Obviously, you want your stars on TV, and I think the ratings are important, and I think you're going to get much better ratings with Dak than Cooper Rush. But, yeah, I do think he would do it. There's enough, like, actual reasons that I think would support making that a wise decision.
I would say no. I would say no. With the variables that you have in play right now, where it's Cooper Rush, this isn't Dak Prescott's rookie year, and you just put a draft pick on him, and there's a whole future in front of him, and he might end up being the face of your franchise, like he was talking about earlier today. With KNC, it's like that was a different deal. And the sample size, Dak had like majority of the season before Romo was able to come back. Cooper Rush isn't even going to have enough time But I do think that if you have like an undefeated Cooper Rush run here, and then a couple weeks Dak comes back and struggles for like clearly it, like struggles like he did in game one for a couple of games, I could see them maybe making a switch and going back to Cooper Rush. But in no way do I think there's anything plausible that Cooper Rush could do between now and the next couple of weeks where Dak's healthy again that would say, Dak, you keep sitting down.
So what if Cooper Rush, what if they win these next three games? We talk about the game against the Giants, the Commanders, and he goes to L.A. and beats the Rams. And then you get Dak back for Philadelphia.
I think you'd be excited about that. I mean, what a great downtime for Dak. I mean, shoot, Drew Brees was out. Teddy Bridgewater won a bunch of games, and it wasn't like, okay, let's go with Teddy Bridgewater. And I think that is light years closer to what we're probably talking about right here. So it would be impressive. The only way, like, you would hold Dak back for performance is if Cooper Rush goes out there and puts up all-world numbers. But he's just barely scraping by with enough offense to win these games still. So Cooper Rush has to play a lot better before you'd really be right in the hot hand.
Okay. Chief, if the Cowboys lose this game, what is the reason?
I think it's just a ton of self-inflicted wounds. I think it would be turnovers and penalties, really. And then maybe the third one, and it'd be a distant third because I'm not super concerned about it, but the idea that they are getting while losing Leonard Williams for the week, they are going to be getting, Ojulari and Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And so now you have two legit guys who can actually rush the passer. And so that could cause a little bit of problems that the Giants haven't been able to cause with their pass rush to this point. But to me, it's just you got a ridiculous amount of penalties and you turned the ball over and you did kind of what Carolina did.
To actually lose this game, Brian, you're talking about hitting the trifecta of crap. Now, unfortunately, it is a trifecta that could hit, but you need to have the turnovers, you need to have the penalties, and then also Saquon Barkley is running all over you.
Yeah, that's what I worried about. Yeah.
Like Leonard Floyd did, the Colts guy did a couple of 2-3 years ago. We've seen plenty of games over the last 5 years where they just can't stop the run. Next thing you know, you commit extra resources and Daniel Jones throws one over the top for a big play and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe we lost this game. But yeah, it would take all three of those things.
Yeah, the one, I think you made three really good ones. The one that would worry me the most is all of a sudden you completely take Daniel Jones out of the game because they're running the football.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to make throws. He doesn't have to. The strength of your defense, would you guys think, is what, your pass rush?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and they take that away from you by running the football.
I could see that really happening.
Yeah.
But then you also have to commit a bunch of penalties and have a couple of turnovers. Because I think Saquon could run all over you and you hold him to field goals. And they're still under 20 points, even though he's got 150 yards.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and maybe you throw in a couple of poor game management decisions at some point, and then boom, there's your recipe for nightmares.
Gavin, what are your expectations for Michael Gallup on Monday night?
3 catches for 50 yards. About that. Yeah.
That would be from a number. Yeah, that's probably about what that'd be like the ceiling on which I think you're probably looking at. I don't know how many snaps. I don't expect to see him a ton. And like you hear Bobby talking about it with Sean and RJ this morning, like probably get him out there and not really try and test his route tree, really, with the ACL and the lateral movements and the slants and all the different routes that have you cutting more. It's probably, hey, we'll send you on a couple of 9 routes. We'll get you out there. If we hit one, great. We'd love to get your confidence going. Maybe one of these easy comeback routes or curls that they love to do. But I'm not really expecting too much.
Gallup will blow up when Dak comes back. Dak's
so.
Guy.
Yeah. I like what you're saying, 3 for 50. I was thinking that would be, that would be kind of where I was thinking, like 3 for 65 or something like that. I went thinking maybe a play or two down the field, maybe a slant or something like that. I hope he gets back into the flow of things, with the offense and it's comfortable out there. They come back, there's no swelling or anything like that he has to deal with. I don't think they'd put him out there if he wasn't healthy and ready to go. All right, Gavin.
Yeah.
What are the chances I get sick drinking this beer from this shoe?
I would say, less than 1%. But who knows? There might be some kind of a microbe in there,
Yeah.
Some kind of a bacteria. get inside your ear.
That's what. That's the positive outlook a guy would have who has no idea about what has been in and around that shoe. I unfortunately do know the deep, dark history of that sauna sneaker.
So you're saying that the alcohol will not kill what's into that shoe now?
If we were doing like your one of your scotches maybe out of there, but a little Miller Lite, I don't think it's going to do enough to kill it. So I am actually wondering if, like, is there a way that you can, like, can you eat tough actin, ten actin? I don't know. Because you might need it for your insides because of what is in that shoe.
Yeah,
you know, at first I wasn't nervous about
maybe
this.
Maybe gargle with some bleach.
Like, can you consume tough actin, ten actin? I'm actually going to Google that.
Oh man, I honestly I was not really nervous thinking about it, and now I'm thinking, okay, I've done probably worse things, but I'm worried about like the germs not being
turning
like,
into brindle fly one
day. Yeah, like 58 years old. Is there something? I mean, when you're 20 something, you do something stupid like that. It doesn't matter.
Right.
When you're in your late 50s, I kind of worry that maybe I'm set myself up for something.
Yeah, this could be the end of it.
It could be the end. But it was nice having the sports mix with you guys every week.
And we'll sprinkle your ashes at the lake house.
You know, appreciate that.
If that's what you want.
That's
I'll
what
sprinkle
I want.
Them in my next beer.
There you go. Thank you.
Who's Leonard Floyd asked the 817. I believe I meant Leonard Fournette, but I could be off on that as well. Brian, it's been nice knowing you, says the 214. Gavin, you idiot, says the 214. Don't sure what that's about, but it could be a number of things from that last segment. Nice job, though, Broadus. Appreciate you. Stephen Jones, Cowboys COO, joins you next here in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.